Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Slasic from the Bezner Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
This is Dubmatic.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Carmen of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Nicole Nastowski.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Nicole Nastowski. Brian is out again this week. I don't even know if he's going to come back. He may not. He doesn't like me anymore, but it's all right. I've got Nicole in studio with me, and we're going to have a good time over the next couple hours, bringing you the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And this is for the week ending Tuesday, July 9th, 2013. And Nicole's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Right. So Earshot is a national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening on earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 from all which we will play selections from top 20 over the next 2 hours. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. Other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folks, blues, roots, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also find and read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
There's all kinds there. Check it out. And if you want to reach out to us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And you can also get us on Twitter at earshot20. That is our handle. All are great ways to contact us. And if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, please reach out to us and we'll give you a feature on this show in the midst of the countdown. Today, in the midst of the countdown, we're going to have an interview with Matt Lyle from Golden Youth, and we'll also have your Entertainment 411 courtesy of senior editor at Exclaim, Stephen Karlick. So that's all coming your way in the next 2 hours, including the top 20 countdown. And we're going to get that started now. Nicole's going to tell you what's coming up first.
Okay, so entering the charts at number 20 is Maestro Fresh West. It's from their album Orchestrated Noise, and the song is titled History Repeated.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Once again, oh I know.
you're never coming back. Once again, the phone's ringing, it's you running back. Once again, I'm your curse and your blessing. Once again, I'm pretty sure you're only second guessing. Once again, you say it's over. This whole cycle got me losing composure. We going psycho. You're staying over, waking up, and once again you say you're open for closure. You're hiding from a storm. I'm wired and worn. You're steady trying to endure, being tied and torn. Love is a drug. Hardly recommend this. It's senseless, sort of like a history, endless.
Oh, I know you think I'm being misleading once again. Oh, I know it's history repeating once again.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 19.
Indie rock and electronic group Golden Youth are celebrating the release of their first full-length album, Beyond Wilderness, and it is no surprise that the group is receiving acclaim for this release. Matt Lau of the band joins us for a chat. Matt, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, how's it going, Anthony?
Doing pretty good. So your group is no stranger to music. In fact, I read that before Golden Youth, you were actually the Raccoons. What prompted the change over from the Raccoons to Golden Youth?
We'd been making music under that name, or at least three of us had, for probably about 3 or 4 years, and that was sort of just a group of friends kind of in university making noise, and never thought it would really go anywhere, and that band sort of fell apart, and this became kind of a bit more of a serious endeavor where we actually like sat down and kind of consciously created music as opposed to the Raccoons was a pretty freewheeling enterprise. So it kind of deserved a slightly more, and the name was literally a joke. Like the Raccoons was actually, it was because it looked goofy on a poster for a show that was supposed to be a one-off, and then it sort of kept going. So I don't really want to be in a band when I'm 35 called the Raccoons. So,
and did the sound or style change when you guys made the switch from the Raccoons to what you're recognized as now, which is Golden Youth?
Yeah, definitely. The music had been, like I said, it had been kind of, it wasn't overthought. It was, we were kind of big disciples of like Wolf Parade and kind of the kind of chaos and the use of like our electronic knowledge of in music was like pretty amateur to say the least at the time. And I kind of liked it. It has like a bit of a charming element to it. But as we got more familiar and comfortable using kind of different types of synths and drum pads and just adapting to new kind of technology with our music, I think the writing of the music naturally became a little more complex and a little more methodical, and it just, yeah, I mean, and it also, when we did sit down to write this album, it was a very, like, we came up with kind of a clear-cut concept of what we wanted it to be, and that was something we'd never, ever done before. With the Raccoons.
And on the theme of music in the album, this debut album, Beyond Wilderness, is there a story behind the album title? Does it connect with the songs that people hear on the record?
Yeah, it's funny, actually. The album name was one of the first things we came up with because we were trying to kind of identify kind of some adjectives we wanted to use to describe the music, and they weren't even necessarily musical adjectives. We were kind of talking about like writing a desert album, sort of jokingly, and writing a, it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek poke at kind of like Canadiana rock and the idea of like everybody writes about open space and trees, and not everybody, but there's a very consistent theme, and it doesn't really relate to our band at all because we've been, I mean, urban kids our whole life, and it's actually a reference to it. There's a book about the Group of Seven paintings, and that's what it's called. It's called Beyond Wilderness, and it's sort of about how the Canadian identity is defined by kind of landscape, whereas for us that doesn't really, I mean, you know, we drive through it all the time on tour, I suppose, but I don't have a particular, you know, longing to be out in the prairie somewhere, or, you know, stuck on some long highway infinitely, and that seems to be the kind of the core of the Canadian art identity, which is I don't think really reflective of the truth.
All right, Matt, going to get you to chill on the line with us for a few as we jump back into the charts and bringing you your number 18 artist this week. Here is UBT on the Earshot 20.
Number 18.
That was UBT dropping four spots, number 18 from last week. And we're back now chatting with Matt from Golden Youth. So what's the summer been like so far for you guys since the release of the album?
It's been great. We've played a bunch of festivals so far. We were out for North By. We've been doing a bunch of festivals out here out west. And we're actually going to China next month, which is the thing I think we're most excited about. It's something we've done as the Raccoons. We went to China, and we're going to go back and play a festival there, which would be pretty cool, and going to the UK in September, and kind of all over the place. So it's been, it's really exciting. It's nice to finally have something we can go show off.
Very cool. And checking your website, I saw you have a couple of big shows in the BC area as well, including one on August 31st, where you'll share the stage with Fun and Tegan and Sarah. How is the band feeling about that?
That should be a good one. Yeah, we know kind of some of the people from the Tegan and Sarah crew, and it's a pretty good slot. I think it was a bit of nepotism that we got worked in there, but we'll take it. And I don't know if it'll be our target demographic, but hopefully we'll. I think it'll be a pretty fun day regardless.
Maybe gain some new fans.
Yeah, exactly. Convert some new fans.
All right. If you want to find out more about Golden Youth, go to Google and let your fingers do the talking. Just search Golden Youth and you'll get everything you need. And they're also on Facebook, facebook.com/goldandyouth, all spelled out. Matt, thanks for coming on the program.
Hey, no problem. Thanks a lot.
They're sitting at number 17 this week. Here is Golden Youth on the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
Stop to believe it. Stop casting your bait.
It's the Earshot 20.
You just listened to Golden Youth by...
Oh, it's on. It's all gone. It's all gone downhill. Here we go.
I tap out.
It was Quarters by Golden Youth in at number 17 this week. And in before that was UBT with the Bumby song. You heard CSS Girlfriend, and starting off the set, Maestro Fresh Wes with History Repeated. And we're getting a history lesson here in the booth as well about Maestro. And hopefully I can get an interview with this guy because he sounds pretty cool. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you haven't checked out the site, check it out. It's really cool. Lots of great features, reviews, interviews on there all over the charts. And check us out online, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. We're going to keep the charts moving along here, and... Nicole is going to tell you what is coming up next in the number 16 spot.
Coming up number 16 is City in Color, a song called Of Space and Time.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number 16.
There's a murder of crows.
Number 15.
1, 2, 3, 4.
six, 7 days. You're not on the radio. Tell me some of that we gotta go. But make it fast cause I can't drive slow. I got a feeling I'm gonna
Shot 20.
You just heard Laser Beam by King Tuff in at number 15, and before that, Of Space and Time by City and Color.
And here's my best Laser Beam. Pew, pew, pew.
It's awful.
That's awful. Oh, man, you already have all your Brianisms down already.
I'm supposed to be filling in for him, so.
He's going
to
be proud of you. If you're just tuning in, this is Canada's National Countdown Show, the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Nicole Nezdowski, and Brian is not here this week. He will be back next week, though, if you're all lucky, because I derailed this program.
Because you're not lucky to have me here?
No. They're lucky that they get to have you. They're lucky that you just don't keep me on track as much as Brian does. Okay, yeah. We better continue. I feel this is good though. I don't fight with anybody else in the booth except Brian, because everyone else just kind of like, you know, rolls with the punches. Yeah. So you're doing good. You're filling the shoes.
Good.
He's got pretty big shoes, so. You're filling them well. All right, and hopefully there's nice weather where you are out there. I'll just put that out there. I'm gonna be nice to everybody today and say hopefully there's nice weather. And of course we may be rebroadcasting in other places after we upload the show. So thank you for tuning in to this program as well. All right, what's coming up at number 14?
Var by Singer Ross.
Var, love it. It's in. I feel like I should point out that this is all in Russian or another some language that I had a hard time pronouncing. So I apologize if any of the pronunciations is wrong on this, then you can blame it on me, and then blame it on the rain. All right, stick around. There is more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 14. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 13.
It's the Earshot 20.
So that was number 13, Summer with Phil by Dead Ghosts.
It was indeed. I spent a summer with Phil once.
Did you?
No. I just thought I'd put it out there. Great, some great tunage, though. Some great tunage.
Really good.
All right. real good. The enthusiasm in this booth is just ruminating. It's so great. It is so great. Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums, charting across the nation. Two more to bring you before the first hour is done. And we then give you a break and we'll come back and do the top 10. Plus, I know you're all waiting for it, the Entertainment 411. We're going to have that as well with Stephen Karlick, senior editor from Exclaim. So that's all coming up in the next hour, but we can't do that until we give you the rest of the first 10. And Nicole's going to let you know what's coming in at number 12.
It's Don't Swallow the Cap by The National.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's Earshot 20.
Number 12.
Above me, it's a sign that someone loves me. I cannot proudly stand upright in my head upon the light. I have faith but don't believe it. It's not there enough to leave it. Everything I love is on the table. Everything I love is out to see. I have only two emotions, careful fear and dead devotion. I can't get the balance right. Throw my mom's in the fight. I see all the ones I went for, all the things I had it in for. I won't cry until I hear, cause I was not supposed to be here. Everything I love is on the table. Everything I love is out to see. I'm not alone, I'll never be. Into the bone, I'll never breathe. I'm tired of freezing, I'm done. When it gets so late, I forget everyone. I need somewhere to stay. Don't think anybody I know is away. Calm down, it's alright. Keep my arms the rest of the night. When they ask, what do I see? I say, bright white, beautiful heaven hanging over me.
Maybe that's where too soon. Took two bullets to the brain. My kid brother, he was insane. Was insane.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right, you just heard two songs off Deer Hunter's album, Pensacola, and then Dream Captain. And in at number 12 was Don't Swallow the Cap by The National.
And I am your dream captain for this lovely show. And you are my co-captain, Anthony Edmond, with you at the helm, and Nicole Nazdowski filling in for Brian Cleveland this week as he is out. What are you?
Co-dream captain.
Oh, man. It just gets, everything gets sloppy around here. I just don't know. Everybody across the nation is like, what is wrong with these people? All right, that is the first 10. Woohoo! We're going to move on to the next 10 coming up in just a few minutes, and you're going to get the top 10 plus your Entertainment 401. Want to thank Matt Lyle from the band Gold and Youth for chatting with us earlier in the program. We broadcast live and record out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. It is the campus and community radio voice right here in the city, and we also send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners. And we're going to name a few of those right now. Bay of Island Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CKUW in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Cortez Community Radio in Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio, Sydney, Nova Scotia, Kootenai Co-op Radio, and The Scope, former CKLN at Ryerson, and they are an online station. Thank you very much for carrying the program. You can also find us online, radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net, and you can podcast the show on iTunes. What a mouthful. Stick around. There's more on the way. We will be back in just a few moments.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.